Construction activity is set to improve during the second half of the year and gain further momentum next year. This according to AfriMat's second quarter construction index, which could receive a boost from the implementation of Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's new growth plan. Independent economist Roelof Botha compiled the index and he joins us in studio now with his perspective on the sector's growth path. Thanks so much, Roelof, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, you've expressed this confidence in the construction industry in South Africa, the fact that it will improve during the second half of the year and continue on with that momentum. Is this a case of the only way is up, given how low the sector's sunk?
Well, yes, you've spotted the base effect very well. But I don't really care whether it comes off a low base or a high base, as long as we start growing. Because every job that gets created in this economy, at this point in time in our history, should be applauded. And there was employment growth in the sector in the second quarter, which was fantastic. But most importantly, I think, was the new record for the value of buildings completed. There's also a significant shift towards higher density buildings, more flats and townhouses, as opposed to traditional standalone houses, which explains to some extent also the drop in the value of building plans passed. But buildings completed, all-time record.
Yeah. Being highlighted is the gradual implementation of the new growth plan published by National Treasury, which of course emphasizes or places emphasis on creating new infrastructure. To what extent have those been translating and actually feeding to what you're talking to right now?
Well, they haven't had any impact, I believe, in the second quarter results of the AfriMat index, but they certainly will in future. I've got no doubt about that whatsoever. But they may have had an indirect effect in the sense that there have been a lot of promises with regard to more policy certainty and, very importantly, deregulation. And also, very importantly, for construction activity, labor-intensive industries. There is no sector in the economy, not even agriculture, that is as labor-intensive as construction. So the construction sector at large stands to gain tremendously from government's new growth plan.
In fact, we had WBHO out with results recently and highlighting in those numbers that the construction industry has been given a glimmer of hope, with SOEs, Transnet, Eskom, AXA and SANRAL advertising a multi-billion rand construction projects. These are long-term projects, though, as I've said. So when we talk modest recovery of the construction sector, what kind of growth are we looking at, and how soon before we can confidently say this is a sector that is now on the path to recovery?
Well, yes, from a low base, and also because it's a facilitating sector. The construction sector feeds into just about every other sector of the economy. Retail, you know, without construction activity, you don't have retail malls where retail activity takes place. So it's a relatively small contributor to GDP directly. Indirectly, of course, it's huge. So on that level, I mean, this sector could, in the next couple of quarters, the AfriMat index, I wouldn't be surprised if it increases by more than 10% from one particular quarter to another.
Yeah.
But growth of between 3% and 5% in real terms would be, I think, sufficient at this point in time.
Nevertheless, how much risk are you factoring into the equation? Because these are all projects that need to be financed, and given our budgetary constraints, some see significant risks coming with that.
Well, one of the rays of hope that we have is, and we've already seen signs of that in certain parastatals and SOEs, is that we have been promised better leadership. And let's be quite honest, the last 9 years we've had pretty lousy leadership at many state-owned enterprises and huge losses, SAA, Petro SA. These will start disappearing as more competent people with the right skills are appointed in key state-owned enterprises. This is already happening, and this will continue to happen. And they will, according to government's promises, they will be aligned to the views of the private sector. The private sector will identify those obstacles, the short-term obstacles to growth. And with a bit of luck, we'll see quite a lot of them being removed. I'm just hoping that somebody from the Reserve Bank is listening right now, because
while that progress continues, the capacity of the industry as a whole has been severely reduced, Roelof, with the spate of corporate failures and exits from the construction market. How much constraint does that bring to the recovery story?
You know, many of the experts that were employed at a very senior level, some of them, at some of the large listed companies who are either no longer with us or who are battling financially, have found other avenues in smaller and medium-sized firms. And it would be a good idea maybe for Stats SA to expand that survey on construction activity to smaller, medium-sized enterprises. If you drive around the country like I do and fly around the country like I do, you notice tower cranes and cement trucks and construction activity everywhere.
So more happening than official data potentially suggests.
Well, I've got no doubt about that. I mean, you can just travel along a dirt road anywhere, from a Muddy Beng or Brits, and you'll see next to the road, once they've scraped it, you'll see where they've removed sand for building material. That's part of the informal sector. There are probably billions of in terms of value, construction activity taking place in the informal sector, which is not necessarily captured by the official data. But despite that, it's really looking good.
Yeah. You say, in fact, a real gross capital formation and that growth in the value of production assets increased by a staggering 18% quarter on quarter. How much further impetus would be lent by interest rate relief? And this I ask as we sit on the cusp of an interest rate decision being made tomorrow.
Yes, I'm hoping that the Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank appreciates the fact that Saudi Arabia will be in full production again within a couple of days. The oil price will come down. The rand has recovered magnificently from where it was a couple of weeks ago. And there is absolutely no reason for them not to reduce interest rates further. They should step on the gas because we do not have demand inflation. We do have a serious unemployment problem in this country. And we need to start creating jobs. And that should be the overriding priority. If I were to ask the listeners, what would they, if they could choose between 5% inflation and GDP growth of 4% in real terms, or what we've currently got, 4% inflation and zero growth, this is a no-brainer. We need growth in this economy.
Let's leave it there. Roelof, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that independent economist, Roelof Werther.